Now, what's the event name again?
Taste of 2024.
Okay.
It's at the Arnhem Mall Event Center on April 13th. And there's two sessions. There's a noon to three. That's the one I'll be at in case you guys want to have cocktails together. And then there's a 5 to 8 one as well. So if you like to drink a little bit later, that's cool. And you're going to taste.
Or if you're like Yelly and you want to drink a little earlier, that's cool.
That's cool too. You're going to taste wineries, distilleries, breweries, and ones that I've never even heard of or tasted from. So I'm super excited about this. You can grab your tickets now. And the easiest way, I would say, search Taste of 2024 on Facebook would be the best thing I would say to do. But we want to get you tickets. Bet you can't beat it. It's a story that you tell people and they're like, whoa, no way.
No way.
Like, and actually, the texts that are coming up, I'm like, no way.
Where do we start?
I guess I'm going to start with 7844. That says, when working at Wally World, I heard a man grunting. I turned around and he said, I'm sorry, I'm pooping my pants.
Oh!
I couldn't make it to the bathroom. Oh, God.
Oh, I hope we beat it.
I do, too.
Oh.
On that note.
Yes.
2120. I crapped on my husband while making love.
Oh, my.
P.S. I was feeling ill and warned him.
Well, double points for you. You're a champion because you could have just been like, not tonight, honey.
I honestly thought something else when you said that.
You were thinking the steamer? Or were you thinking the Johnny Depp Amber Heard?
No.
What are you thinking, lady?
I was thinking that sometimes you...
You mean when you walk, when the front door is locked and you have to walk around to see if you remember to leave the back door unlocked?
Yes.
My God.
That was a great way to put it.
Thank you very much.
Wait, I gotta know
something because, you know, in my virgin mentality...
Yeah.
No, I don't want to know the answer. Okay. That's all. I'm good.
Do you want to read 7101?
Sure, I'll be happy to. I have also watched my dad crash. Wait, what?
You have to start with them.
Oh, starting up there. Okay. I slipped and fell on my bathtub once trying to let my little cousin in to go pee, and I lost my eyesight for 6 hours. Didn't regain it until I was in the ER. Scariest time of my life. I was only 15.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you're going to beat that.
I don't know either. I mean, like... Crapping happens. Like,
but
you get sick, right?
Your family has issues.
Oh, yeah. Because then they also said, I've also watched my dad crash his motorcycle right in front of me at nighttime because a deer jumped out in front of him. Mm. He broke his leg and has been having issues with it for years since.
Understandable.
The eyesight one is the one that really would bug me.
Well, yeah, because you're terrified. You're like, that's it. I'm blind for life.
Now, this one, I need a documentary on.
Okay.
2153.
All right.
Holy crap. When I was almost 2 years old, my cousin was babysitting my sister and I, and someone broke into the house and kidnapped our cousin.
What?
The kidnapper must have known that my sister and I were in a different room because he left us. It's still a cold case. Wait a minute.
You don't have your cousin back?
We need more.
Well, hold on a second. Can we... Hold on. Kill the music. Can we finish analyzing this for a minute?
Yes.
You do realize you're texting in to win tickets to a booze festival, and you're talking about your kidnapped cousin. Doesn't that sound a little wrong?
Bet she can't beat it. Well, it's not going to bring your cousin back. I mean, she can have
a drink
or two.
What do you do? Go raise a cheers to your cousin who's...
There's more.
Oh.
No. Her bones were found 12 years later. Oh, my God.
All right. Maybe you do need a drink.
Exactly.